USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is backing the right of people to peacefully protest in China. Protesters in multiple cities have demonstrated against China's zero-COVID policy in recent days. Scott Kennedy is a senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He tells CNN China's COVID policies are not helping.
There is no way to end zero COVID quickly without inducing a lot of illnesses. And so the government is really in a bind of its own making. And so it's not clear exactly how this is going to end quickly.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, some U.S. Air Marshals are being reassigned to help with the southern border by the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says illegal immigrants who don't qualify for asylum should not be in the United States.
House Republicans are the only thing standing in the way of this administration continuing down these failed policies. We got to continue to put pressure on them to have just real tangible solutions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, illegal immigrants who are applying for asylum are awaiting their hearings in the United States rather than in Mexico. After a health scare a few weeks ago, a comedian is back making people laugh.
Jay Leno is back on the stand-up comedy stage after suffering second and third degree burns in a garage fire. Leno performed in front of a packed house Sunday night at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. His return comes about 2 weeks after he was badly burned while working on one of his vintage cars. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Things are once again hopping in Washington, D.C. as Congress is back in session. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cyber Monday shopping deals may be harder to find this year as retailers stretch out the holiday season. Experts say if you see that hot toy, snap it up because there are still supply chain issues. Last year, Adobe Analytics said consumers spent more than $10 billion on Cyber Monday. Ryan Patel is a senior fellow with the Drucker School of Management. He tells CNN that as shoppers' habits change, stores are changing as well.
The better retailers moving forward are going to be more nimble. How to get online purchasing is only increasing. How you interact with the consumers, what kind of sales and discounts that you're going to provide. Is sales promotional even something that you want to continue to do at a higher discount rate? You know, that was interesting this season as well about how people were discounting.
Early in-person voting is now underway across Georgia. Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker are squaring off in the Senate race, which will be decided December 6th. The U.S. Postal Service has announced its shipping deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve. The deadline for regular ground service is December 17th. Priority mail must be sent by December 19th, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. The Postal Service is urging people to get their packages and cards mailed as soon as possible. These dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.